I've been listening to the comments regarding John Terry and yourself, Robbie, what you've been saying. I tell you now, if you went round the world and asked all the top strikers in the world who played against Terry, that you would not get the remarks that you'd be making tonight.
Right? Oh, no, all I've said is...
Robbie, please.
Yep.
Right? John Terry is a world-class defender. Not because of his pace. He reads the game better than anybody else at the back for a start-off. I saw him make his debut for Chelsea with my son. I said, son, one day he will captain England. And he did, right? He's a great player. Number two, you're talking about Wayne Rooney, right? Wayne Rooney, we don't need him at this moment. He would not make a difference at this moment. I'll tell you why, Robbie, because we have a team that is very mediocre. They are full of average players, right?
You just said John Terry was world-class.
Yeah, John Terry is world-class. Right?
Not a team of mediocre players, then, is
it? Okay, I'm talking about as a squad. Right? We have a squad of mediocre players. We are not going to win nothing. You're getting all excited about Sweden.
Is that the ice cream,
right? It was a disgraceful display. It was rubbish. Right? Sweden are rubbish, and we were rubbish. But we got through. Fair enough. Great. But we are a team of mediocre players, a squad of mediocre players.
So what's that got to do with not playing Wayne Rooney?
And well, I'll tell you why, Wayne Rooney. If you look at the stats, right, England have a better record when Wayne Rooney doesn't play.
Stats are rubbish, mate. Stats.
No, Robbie, we
stats.
Have a better record.
I've seen that in the paper today.
We have a better record, Robbie, when he doesn't play. It's a fact. You can check it out.
It was in the paper today. I've seen the stat. Right. But stats.
No, I'm going. This has been this discussion.
Ridiculous. Wayne Rooney is the best English player, bar none. And he should be playing for England. No question.
He hasn't got a lot to beat, has he? That's my point. He wouldn't make a lot of difference now.
Of course he would.
England is very mediocre. They're average. We've got to rely on Andy Carroll to get us goals. Please.
So you're bringing Wayne Rooney. So why wouldn't you bring... If you're saying they're average, why wouldn't you bring in Wayne Rooney?
Well, because he wouldn't make a lot of difference, Robbie.
Well, hang on. Am I being thick here? Or are you contradicting yourself? You're saying you've got a lot of mediocre players, but you wouldn't bring in a world-class player in Rooney because he wouldn't make...
He's not world-class, Robbie. Keep talking about him being world-class. You're so out of order. He's nowhere
near... Out of order? Kevin Davis, is Wayne Rooney world-class?
I'd say he's world-class, yeah.
Hang on, whoa. You had your point. I'm asking Kevin Davis, as a centre-forward who's played over 600 games...
Yeah, I know. He's a good mate of yours.
No, he's not. Listen,
he's not a mate of mine either, but I've seen him for the last sort of 10 years and he's a player I admire and he's a player that I would, as you said, I'd let my children watch.
Is he world-class?
He's world-class.
There you go.
He would not get in a world-class 11.
Anyway.
If you picked a world-class 11 now, Robbie, you wouldn't pick Wayne Rooney.
Anyway, Michael, we've got to hit the news. But listen, on your point of John Terry, I think for Chelsea, he's a fantastic captain
Robbie.
And a fantastic... Listen, Michael, he's a fantastic captain and he's a fantastic leader for Chelsea and he's had a wonderful career.